Welcome back to Giants.com for another Giants mailbag. He's Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk, and here are your questions. Question number one comes from Mark in Lincoln, Nebraska. What position group are you most looking forward to seeing during mandatory minicamp?
Well, I'm going to go with the tight end position, John. I think that if you look at what we've seen so far during the course of OTAs, there's a lot of competition within this group. And we'll start with Evan Engram, who seems to be getting more and more comfortable. The game is slowing down for him, he says. He's building chemistry with Eli Manning. The arrival of Rhett Ellison has been interesting to watch. And then some of the younger guys, Matt Lacoste is now fully healthy. He's become a red zone target during OTAs. Jarrell Adams looks a lot faster. And also Will Tye is still very much in the mix. So I'd like to see the progression of that group from OTAs. TAs into mandatory minicamp. I think it'll be very good to watch.
Unfortunately, you can't see the blocking aspect of the game because of the lack of contact in minicamp. Same rules as the OTAs, folks. You can't have contact, so you can't see them as pass receivers, a good group to keep an eye on during mandatory minicamp week this week. Question number two, Casey in San Jose, California. Casey wants to know, what second-year player has jumped out to you the most during OTAs?
Well, Casey, I'm going to go with B.J. Goodson, and to piggyback off of what you just alluded to, John, you can only take so much away because there's no pads, but I think B.J. Goodson has jumped out to me in terms of his mindset, and Jonathan Casillas, when he spoke to the media, he's referred to himself as the co-pilot to B.J. Goodson because B.J. Goodson is now assuming the middle linebacker spot, and, you know, this is a very convoluted, complex defensive scheme that Spags runs, and it's asking a lot for a second-year player to take on that role, but Goodson seems to be getting more and more comfortable with that, plus he's also having the luxury to work with Antonio Pierce, the former Giant who's come in and helped him out over the course of this offseason. So that's been good to watch, and now you'd like to see that perhaps move forward and apply to mandatory minicamp.
And I think seeing Darian Thompson out there and healthy has been very good, and I think also seeing Jarrell Adams, you mentioned him in your tight end conversation, he's a guy, talking to Kevin Gilbride Jr., that looks more comfortable, looks faster out there because he understands the offense, but Kevin Gilbride Jr. also said needs to be a little bit more consistent. So it's guys that have kind of jumped out at you. We saw what Landon Collins did from year one to year two last year. Let's see if somebody else can do that in 2017. As you can see, we're on the set of Big Blue Kickoff Live. You can watch the show this week at a couple of special times, 11 o'clock on Tuesday and Wednesday, then at 1 o'clock on Thursday before the show returns to its regularly scheduled time of noon on Friday, then, of course, for the rest of the offseason as well. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. That's your mailbag questions. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time, everyone.